Hello everyone, Jared Smith here with your Charleston weather forecast for Thursday, June 13th, 2024. Thursday could feature a few showers and storms brushing the coast as low pressure tries to organize along a stationary front that's been lingering offshore for the past few days. It'll otherwise be a fairly standard warm June day, lows in the low 70s yielding to highs around 90 in the afternoon under a mix of sun and clouds. Dew points in the upper 60s will help keep heat indices from getting too far out of hand, thankfully, but still kind of warm. Looking into Friday and the weekend, we'll turn rather warm for a spell. Low pressure departs the area as ridging builds overhead Friday into Saturday, yielding a couple hotter than normal days before moisture builds back in and provides the fuel for sea breeze storms beginning Sunday afternoon. We'll start Friday in the low 70s, warming to the mid-90s in the afternoon as ridging begins to build into the area. Saturday turns even warmer, with mid to upper 90s possible as a dry front gets nearby. If you're looking for thunderstorms for heat relief, you may start to get your wish on Sunday as moisture draws back northward, giving the sea breeze something to work with as it pushes inland. We'll start in the mid-70s and warm to the low 90s, a few degrees cooler than Saturday. Expect to hang around the upper 80s to around 90 each day as we head into next week too, along with a persistent standard 20-30% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. In the tropics, the National Hurricane Center is keeping an eye on the low that'll run parallel to the coast over the next couple days for possible tropical development. Low-pressure systems spinning up on stalled fronts are often a source for early-season storms, so this isn't terribly surprising. As of the 8 p.m. outlook, NHC gives it a 20% chance to organize into something tropical. Not terribly high, but it's not zero either. The good news is, if something does form, it'll be headed away from here, so all good in the hood. The second area of interest will flare up in the Bay of Campeche as we head into the weekend. It has a 30% chance to develop over the next week, and global models are pinging on something flaring up in this area. But the early indication, once again, is that it's not a concern for us here at home. All in all, these areas serve as a good reminder that yes, we are in fact in hurricane season now, and the best time to get prepared is now, while we've got nothing on tap for our neck of the woods. Visit hurricane.sc from the South Carolina Emergency Management Division for preparedness information and to look up your evacuation zones. Remember, zones change for 2024, so be sure you're up to date on where you're going to fall evacuation-wise. Information that you hope you never need, but if you need it, you'll be glad you have it. And that was Charleston Weather Daily for June 13th, 2024. I'm Jared Smith. Visit chswx.com anytime for your latest Charleston weather, conditions, alerts, and forecast updates. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.